Track 15. Norfolk's loneliest job? A unique Norfolk nature reserve is home to thousands of birds and a warden who knows every dune and bay of his wild domain.
Neil is often the only person on the island. Every evening as dusk falls, he checks the thousands of terns which share this shape-shifting land. Every morning his first thoughts are of the birds. Have their fragile nests survived a high tide, a storm, a fox, gulls? For 25 years, Neil Lawton has spent every spring and summer on Skolt Head Island, just off the North Norfolk coast. The island, surrounded by undulating drifts of silver sand to the north and a frill of sea, mudflats and marsh to the south, is set adrift from the mainland by a complex merging of river and sea, swollen twice daily by the incoming tide. From April to September, the nature reserve is watched over by a seasonal warden. Neil arrived to work a single season, but loved it so much he has spent every April to September in the warden's hut since. Initially, it really was little more than a hut. But in 2006, the basic accommodation was replaced by a beautiful curved wooden structure looking west over a bay of marsh and sea. The view changes, not just daily with the weather, but with time too. This is one of the fastest growing sections of British coast, reaching further westwards every year. New curved shingle spits emerge from the sea, a crude drifting sand, then vegetation, leaving wide bays rippling along the landward coast, slowly silting into salt marsh. Stand on the northern dunes, looking out to sea, and there is nothing but ocean and ice between you and the North Pole. Turn south for a wildlife-rich interior, endlessly fascinating to naturalists, ecologists, conservationists, geographers, and climate scientists. The landscape is wild and beautiful to human eyes. To terns, it is ideal for nurturing the next generation. In the summer breeding season, Skolt Head is home to 4,000 pairs of sandwich terns, the biggest colony in the UK, and a third of the entire national population. It is equally important to little terns, with 250 pairs, again, the biggest colony in the UK. There are oyster catchers, shell duck, teal and curlews too, and ring plover, which, like terns, lay its eggs in shallow scrapes of exposed sand. Neil marks each plover nest with sticks to ensure the precious eggs or chicks are not crushed underfoot. He points out two bundles of fluff on an indentation on the edge of a dune, just hatched and intensely vulnerable. "I had to move this nest as it would have been washed away by the next tide," says Neil. 24 days later, and the four tiny eggs have hatched. Another 28, and the chicks will be fledged and ready to begin the autumn migration to Africa. Neil has his own autumn migration most years, thousands of miles to Thailand to spend the winter with his wife's family. Coronavirus has kept them apart, but still Neil says he is never lonely or bored or uneasy with his island solitude. Outside, he protects and monitors the wildlife, including keeping the coastline clear of washed-in debris. Inside, he has television, internet and shelves of books, a fully equipped kitchen, a shower, electricity from solar panels, and water harvested from rainfall. But most of all, he has the birds. He has loved bird watching from childhood, and when he realized his first job as a trainee accountant was not for him, he moved to Norfolk to volunteer with the RSPB and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust before arriving at Skolt Head. Now he cannot imagine doing anything else. "They'll have to carry me out in a box," he says. Skolt Head is owned by the National Trust and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust and managed by Natural England. It is one of six of Norfolk's national nature reserves managed by Tom Balderstone, who said, "They were set up as outdoor laboratories, and that is how Skolt Head Island still works." Most years, Neil is joined for a few days at a time by groups of researchers. They stay at the only other building on the island, the old warden's house, a pretty 1920s cottage built for pioneering ornithologist and photographer Emma Turner, who became known as the Watcher of Skolt Head Island. Neil's predecessor as warden, Local man Bob Chesney was also well known among naturalists and wrote the book Island of Terns about his 30 years as warden. One of the reasons it is so important is its remoteness, protecting the wildlife from too much human interference. Early in the season, Neil might not see another person for days, but every fortnight or so, he takes his boat across to Brancaster Staithe. The 20-minute trip can only be made for a few hours around a daytime high tide, and everything from his furniture to food comes over on tiny calandra, named for the rare lark he saw in his first year on the island. He has seen porpoises in the channel, and back on the island, counts butterflies and moths on a set weekly walk, feeding the information into a national database. He monitors plant life too, reporting on a landscape alive with sea holly, sea lavenders, samphire, sea aster, sea campion, birdfoot trefoil, sand sedge, and rare shrubby sea blight, which is scarce elsewhere but abundant here. He is also Norfolk's official bird recorder, collating all bird sightings across the county. But his favourite place in all of the island and all Norfolk is the west end of Skolt Head, where four species of tern, sandwich, little, arctic and common, nest as undisturbed as almost any in the country. As warden, he is continually assessing threats to the wildlife, intercepting any boaters who ignore the no landing signs or bring dogs, banned during the bird breeding season. From one bay there is a path across the island, and on a hot day people will wade or boat across, returning with the tide. Over the past 25 years there's been an enormous increase in recreational pressure on the coast, says Tom. Too many visitors can disrupt whole ecosystems with disturbance by land, sea or air liable to frighten birds from their nest, leaving eggs and chips open to predation. Tom said the watchwords are respect, protect and enjoy, set out in the Wild Recreation Guide, put together by the WASH and North Norfolk Marine Partnership. This summer the birds have thrived. It's one of the best years for a long while, said Neil. In September, he will leave his island, happy to have helped another generation of terns and happier still that he will be back in the spring to a landscape subtly expanding westwards and filling with terns once again.